You are hearing the class? Yeah, that's nice. वो बैक वो नहीं इसमें थिएटर में ऊपर वाले होते हैं ना
बाप का पूत सिपाही का घोड़ा कुछ भी नहीं
तो थोड़ा थोड़ा रही आपका चल रहा आप भी मैं ले लेते सुनता आप ही कह रहे मैं इनको ये गुरुकुल में ही अच्छे रहेंगे या नहीं न यद्वच चित्रपदम हरे यशो जगत पवित्रम प्रगणीत करहि चेत् तद्वायसं तीर्थं उशन्ति मानसा नयत्र हंसा निरमन्ति उशिक्षया तद्वाग्विसर्गो जनतागविप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकम् अबध्यवति अपि नामानि अनन्तस्य यशोऽङ्कितानि यत् शृण्वन्ति गायन्ति गृह्णन्ति साधवः यत्कीर्तनम् यस्मरणम् यदीक्षणम् यद्वन्दनम् यश्रवणम् यदर्हणम् लोकस्य सद्यो विधुनोति कल्मषम् तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ये तो तीन वर्सेज हमने देख ली विल रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन एंड गो फर्दर देन यस कम ऑन रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन देयर ग्लोरी ऑफ द लॉर्ड and sanctify the atmosphere of the entire universe. Pilgrimage for crows, yes. Since the all perfect questions are evidence or transcend the board, do not proceed there. Then next one. On the other hand, that literature, which full of descriptions of transcendental glories, of the name, fame, form, persons, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation. The transcendental world. About the revolution in the impious lives of this world. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, sung and accepted by purified men, who are thoroughly honored. Sadhava, that is, you know. Then yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yad ikshanam, yad vandanam, yad shravanam, yad arhanam, lokasya sadyo, vidunoti kalmasham, tapasmai subhadra, Savasay namo namaha. The find out the meaning of lokasya. You know. Of all people. Sadhyo? Fourth way. Eh? Then vidunoti? Speak out together. Cleanse, yes. Beat loudly. Have you taken prasadam? You didn't take prasadam? Night you didn't take? Then where is it gone? Speak out, man. That's the one. Then?
Effects of sins.
You see, effects of sins. This is to be understood, you know? These six things we have seen. And we have found out the easy way to remember also. If you follow one of the things also, the effects of the sins are completely clinched. Or ye jo hum bhugate hai na, bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam. Bhunjana, we are suffering. Whatever we have done, the reactions to that, we are suffering. So this stops the material existence. Yeah? Otherwise, in the material existence, the tendency of the ordinary people is to extend the things. They don't want to cut short. That is the difference between the devotees and the ordinary persons. Devotee wants you to cut the material things too short. अरे भाई किसी ने कुछ नुकसान किया हमारा, तो then they will go to the court, and for the whole of lifetime both the parties will fight. We know one incident, two brothers were there, we were children, you know, about 14, 15 years, and we could understand very well that unnecessary they are fighting. And what happened that their two houses were together. So, 1 foot ki jagah par se jhagda tha. Only 1 feet. Oh, 10 saal case chala, 10 years. And in the end, they had to sell their houses to give the solicitors. Aur phir court ka judgment aya. So, now you please try to understand between the concept. There was nothing to be understood. Yeah, this is the material tendency. He cut short nahi karte. They can't cut short. And here it is very nicely said that if we blame ourselves, suppose 1 foot land was to him or her, doesn't matter. It was just a matter of bit of understanding. But ye 1 feet bhi nahi hai, jo bhi kuch chalta hai, ye humne abhi adhe ka hua, ye hua, wo hua, sab humne bas kitna paisa usme khatam ho gaya. Aur seva mein kuch nahi hai. और उसका टैक्स सभी टाइम हमारी फुलिशनेस का तुम टैक्स दे दो. ये मटेरियल बातें बढ़ानी नहीं चाहिए. ये जस्ट प्रभु हाउ ही कुड मैनेज 108 टेम्पल. ही वाज कटिंग शॉर्ट. ही वाज कटिंग शॉर्ट. ही नेवर मेडिटेटेड ऑन दैट. हिज गोल वाज जस्ट टू ट्रांसलेट भागवतम. सो ही वाज डूइंग एवरीथिंग बट इवेंचुअली ही विल गो देयर. You see, because we don't have any other useful engagement, that's why except material matters, we don't think about anything else. And the more you ponder over material matters, the sinful reactions are accrued. It's like mountains we have, sinful reactions. And then many times what happens that I am chanting, I am doing everything, why am I still suffering? So better stop chanting. Since I am chanting, I am suffering. It's not that. But the mountains don't get cleared immediately. It may take a lifetime to clear the mountain of the reactions. So many reactions are there. Here we have to learn that Bhagavatam insists that whenever there is a disagreement, to cut short the matter, we should blame ourselves. But if you blame others, then the material things are lingering on. And in every matter, we should try to blame ourselves. And this is the way we avoid all the misunderstanding, everything. And even if you talk in these four walls about anybody else, the walls also say yes. It is. Amar hum kehte hain ki diwal ko bhi kaan hai. and sometimes it will go to him, and then there will be misunderstanding again. So just to cut short everything, we should try to blame her. And if you see really, we are at the fault everywhere. When there is a disagreement, we are at the fault. So if we really blame ourselves, then the material matters don't linger on. And the important thing is, there is no sinful reaction. Dusre ko blame karne ko jao, immediately there is sinful reaction. Then you have to waste your time also in planning. So we elders should understand these things. And somehow the Krishna conscious way, we should try to free ourselves from these sinful reactions. And if at all, whatever sinful reaction, known or unknown, we have already committed. So for that, these six things are there. What is it? Graph W? Come on, repeat. Six things.
Worshipping. Audience.
Huh?
A was
audience. Graph. Give me graph. G for? Glorification. You forgot. In one day you forgot. Yesterday you had bit of too much of Sikarnati. Yes. Remembrance, glorification, remembrance, audience, prayer, hearing, and worship. Again. Okay. No, don't do like this. Come on.
G was for glorification,
R was remembrance, A was audience. No, we may not tell G or R. It is for our remembrance. So give me six things.
Glorification,
Yes.
Hearing.
And worship. That's it. Now explain it to me. What is glorification?
Remembrance
is. Oh, you haven't finished glorification. I didn't understand anything. We read Bhagavatam. We are glorifying him. And then that verse we saw, 10-12 from Bhagavad Gita. What was it? Hanuman? If I want to glorify you, I have to find out some good quality in you, isn't it? That Balram gets up for Mangalarti is your glorification. Balaram has put on dhoti, it's glorification, you are pleased, isn't it? So same tendency Krishna has. That if you glorify him, say, this is my devotee. And then between us and Krishna there is a difference. If he really says that you are mine, then you are completely blissful, happy, in any circumstances of life. In Ramayana, it is very nice verse, you know. Sukru Deva Prapanno, yes? That we perform some pious activity according to our capacity. And Tava Asmi Iti Yachate. I am yours, that's it. He doesn't want anything else. You just surrender to me. I am yours. And Abhayam Sarvada Tasmi. I grant you all fearlessness for all the problems, you know. Please, this is easy way. This is how we, glorification is very important. Then give me any other verse in which the qualities of Krishna is described. This is the first verse we did. 10-12 from Bhagavad Gita, you know. There are so many verses, you know. Anor Samanu Smaredya Sarvasya Dhata Namachintya Rupa Aditya Varanam Tamasabha. In this verse there are 8 qualities. In the first verse there are 10 qualities, as I told you. Only 2 verses will give you 18 qualities. You go on glorifying for the whole of lifetime. And then again I told you that this is research. You people particularly who are very young, they should not waste your time. Just take one point only, glorification. And make a nice notebook. Prepare the glorification. This is the best use of the time. Otherwise this time will go away. The time we cannot catch really. and we will be as blank as we were. Kora aaya tha, kora chale. Please. Somewhere there we should engage our time in reading or some, do something for Krishna. We have wasted enough time. So this is our experienced word. That please, don't, and you have tremendous capacity. This is glorifying. Then describe the remembrance.
Oh,
that's it. We are remembering it. Then,
And then
No, but remember, you only finish in one sentence. I'm not satisfied.
When you read about it, you remember also.
I'm sorry?
When you read about it.
I read, that's right. Reading, very good.
When you hear past that, you
remember it. Oh, that's right. You remember when you go to the temple. That's also remembrance, isn't it? I remember you, I come here. Isn't it? So we remember we go to the temple. Then we take prasadam, his prasadam. We don't eat in the restaurants. That is a remembering. Then we chalk out our own life according to his instruction. That is greatest remembrance. Every time we meditate on this, that Krishna says this, I must do this. He says that we have to be austere. So we want to be austere as much as possible. And this only austerity quality, remembering him, will liberate you from your difficulties. They say, please, how much should I tell you? Austerity means, suppose you wash your own clothes. Means you are relieved completely on depending on others. Over dependence on others puts us in difficulty. Our clothes must be washed. Suppose you clean the kitchen, you cook yourself. Finish. Balram is one. Winning then. Do you follow me? These are austerity. You got up early in the morning. You finish your own duties. Then people will love you, you know. And the whole house will live. Balram is very good. Balram is very good. You go, and not in your house, but you go anywhere as these boys are here. Now, have you seen their behavior? They are ready to do any work. That's how it should be. Otherwise, they are also children. But ready to, ever ready, those cells, you know, ever ready. Wo kabhi bhi battery mein dalo, sung. Ever ready, uska naam hi ever ready. So, when you behave like this, you will be loved in other houses. Not your house. We have to visit so many. Maybe we may go to relatives or we may go somewhere else. So instead of just looking around for one star, two star, and five stars, we just forget about these things. And wherever we go, the service attitude is there. Because you remember Krishna. So as soon as you remember Krishna, service comes. The more you are accommodative, the more you will be winning. Otherwise, Revati, who knew Revati? Why is he with you? Sir, do you follow me? This is remembrance. Repeat.
Next one?
No, no. The same thing.
Remembrance? When you hear about him, you remember him. When you go to the temple, also.
Yeah, that's why we go to the temple, isn't it? We remember him and where to see him. So where are they? That is how. Yes. Very nice. And third point I told you.
Yes.
No. In remembrance. Repeat, Krishna. That.
Austerity.
What is the meaning of austerity? That is the best quality. That we remember Krishna. He is Swarat. You know, in the first verse, do you remember the first verse of Bhagavatam? Tonvayaditaratas Chartheshvabhigya Swarat. Swarat Shabdeva. He is completely independent. He doesn't require anybody. And if you remember Krishna, then this quality must be in us also. And regarding what we have to depend, we have to depend on maybe some clothes or something, you know, or cleanliness or whatever. So I am telling you that you are not going to be in your house all the time. You have to go somewhere. So then we have to develop the remembrance of Krishna. And the practical side of remembrance is that we are ever ready to do anything and everything for others also. No doubt we are self-dependent, but that is also not the end of it. This is remembrance. Otherwise, we are in a cuckoo's land. Remember, I have done my japamala, forget about it. And then I am dirty, I don't want to clean anything, I don't want to obey anything. Obedience is the greatest remembrance of Krishna. Very, very great remembrance. If you don't obey, then you cannot remember him for a single second. You have to completely abide by the instructions of his instructions through Bhagavad Gita or through elders or whatever. Unless you do that, the remembrance is show. You don't respect your parents. You don't respect other elders. Wherever you go, you are arrogant. This is anti-Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness means we are completely humble and we are completely on a straight line. You know, Prabhupada was giving the example of the train. That because it is on the two rails, it can run fast, even 100 miles per hour. But if it gets off the rail, then there is an accident. And those who are sitting in the, they also die. That is how we do. We go off the rails and we don't remember Krishna. And off the rails you can't. You'll be thrown out from everywhere. Wherever you go, because you are off the rail, nobody will trust you. This is remembrance. You follow me? Come on, repeat what I tell.
Not to be dependent on others.
The point is, you have a very nice time in your house. Mother is there to serve. Mother wants you to sleep more, eat more, whatever. But you are not going to be in this house all the time. That we forget. And we take it for granted. The father is going to the office, he is bringing money. I am here and this house will be always here. We are also thinking, mother cooks. We go to school, come back from school, play, eat, sleep. It's a beautiful life. And we thought that this life will continue forever. And the day came when we were not able to see mother and father. And we had to go somewhere and be at somebody's mercy. We should be ready for this in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not the only mentally concocted philosophy. It has a very good practical life. And that's why the children were sent to Gurukul from the beginning. So, and Guru means heavy, you know. He didn't care much. He said, go to the forest and bring the fuel. And Krishna and Sudama, they both had to go to the forest. And there was a storm there. So nobody cared. All right, they said, they should protect themselves. Please, this is how the austerities have got to be there. Why? Because they remembered Krishna. They were very austere. And austerity is the other side of remembrance that we forget. It is very simple that you take a japamala and you Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You go on for a while and that is remembrance. Please try to get into these points. Otherwise, unless you find out the practicality of these, you will not be able to explain it to anybody. And forget about the explanation, you will not be able to improve your behavior. This is the main point. The Krishna conscious children, they are completely separate from the ordinary children. Ordinary children don't have touch of these things. We have transcendental touch. You know, there is very nice verse in Dhruva Maharaj. What happened that because of his unparalleled austerities, Krishna was very pleased. So he gave him darshan. So he came in front of him, and Dhruva being childish, he didn't understand. He said, I am remembering here. I don't know what to do. So Krishna knew that this child is baffled and he doesn't know what is to be done. So he touched his conch shell at Dhruva's head. And this touch alone gave him everything. And that verse is beautiful, you know. Yontah pravishya mamavacham imam prasuttam sanjivayati shakti dharasvadhamna anyashahasta charana shravanatvagadin pranan namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. I repeat, very nice verse. Yontah pravishya mamavacham imam. Mamavacham imam prasuptam sanjivayati shakti dhara svadhamna anyavsha hasta charana shravanatvagadin pranan namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. Here he says, Dhruva Maharaj says to the Lord, that Lord, he says, because you have entered in my body now through the touch. See, through the constant touch he entered. Here he is entering through this remembrance point in us. So as soon as he enters, he says, Mama Vacham Imam Prasuptam. My vacha was sleeping. I could not speak really to you. But now, Sanjeevayati, you know Sanjeevani? Dead bodies stand up. That is Sanjeevani mantra, Chukracharya. So my vacha is alive now. It was Prasuptam, it was sleeping. But now it is alive. And not vacha, anyavsha. Other things are also alive. My hasta, my hands, charana, my legs, shravana, hearing, twag, my skin, and everything is alive now. Now see how I'll tell you. Because we want to perform Mangalati, so we had his touch. So immediately we get up, we take shower, we wash our clothes or whatever, brush or anything. How active we are. Something. Bless you. How active we are. Otherwise you'll be in bed after 9:30, 8:30 at least. Hey, Sri Ram, after what time you're in bed? And he also gets up. How active his charan are active, his hands are active. Because we have the touch of Krishna. If you don't have the touch of Krishna, so many children, maybe it is a holiday, so they'll be snoring. please remember this, Dhruvas. And he says, Hasta Charana Sarana Tagvadin, Pranan Namo, no, third line, Yonta Pravisham Amavacha Mimam Prasuptam, Sanjeevayate Sakti Dharasvadhamna, Anyavsha Hasta Charana Sarana, and Prana, my life air is also active. When we sang bhajan, you sang just Tulsi Arti. You read the translation. This is your life air is also active. Otherwise, air will be dull. If you sleep, it just goes on. That's it. What is it? That bellow of the ironsmith. Luhar ka dhammi. It just goes on breathing and coming out, breathing and coming out. It's just like dhammi. You are sleeping. And the cough comes here and who's got paid? He's better than that. Than me. Dhamni bhi achhi nahi chalti ho. Kud 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 karke. Kahin phati hui. ఏమవుతుంది నిజాక దిస్ ఇస్ విదౌట్ కృష్ణ అవర్ లంగ్స్ ఆల్సో డోంట్ బిహేవ్ రైట్ అండ్ డోంట్ నో రియలీ మే నాట్ కృష్ణ డూ టు అస్ బట్ ది లంగ్స్ దే గెట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై టూ మచ్ ఆఫ్ రెస్ట్ యూ ఓన్లీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ రెస్ట్ నవ్ యూ ఆర్ చిల్డ్రన్ సో యూ మే హ్యావ్ 7 hours 8 hours but otherwise 5-6 hours is enough and if you sleep more than that your lungs are affected and then you have to have a checkup this difficulty and that difficulty and that difficulty as soon as you're lazy that stops us remembering Krishna Krishna means active maine kaha he is a very active principle how much active he should be so this is remembrance then next go to next what is darshan comes from reality and you know we have experience you go there and join hands nothing is going on in our mind as soon as you go away from the temple all the worries are again back so this is the medicine of relieving ourselves mantra you know please then after prayers In prayers, Vandanam is there. Always we pray and we fall flat in front of him. Dandavat we call. Dandavat, like a rod, we throw ourselves in. And if you throw, Prabhupada was always telling many times, that if you have any stomach trouble, you 100 times you bow down, fall in front of Krishna. Instead of going to the gym and then, no, you just come to the temple and fall. And I guarantee you there won't be any stomach. this is audience. Then, no prayers, I'm sorry. Then hearing. Hearing is very nice. By hearing, again his touch is there. As Dhruva became alive, the same way all the living entities become alive when they start talking about other. Otherwise, why should we get up early in the morning? And here also we are getting late. 6 o'clock is not the time. But it's just for your convenience, really. Balaram dictates the 6 o'clock morning early. All right, son. So instead of you obeying us, we obey you. So Balaram must be now clever. Then no, from tomorrow 5:30. Then we obey, really. Otherwise, you obey us. Decide who father is or who grandfather is. I was always telling, have a meeting and decide who is the father. So then father dictates and others obey. So if you think that you are father, all right. Where is it? Who dictates? Please, all these inebrieties go away as soon as you come to Krishna. There is no misunderstanding, nothing at all, everything goes on very smooth. And that is prayers, yeah? And hearing particularly. And then worship. All our senses have got to be engaged. Our particular eyes are the most sinful sense. This is the only sense wherein all sins go inside. And we commit also sins because of the eyes. Those who can control the eyes, they win. And that's why we are followers of Shukadeva Goswami. We never open our eyes full. It's only to see the path. Otherwise, in this sense, one sense will drag you from the highest position to the lowest. You're in the slum again. The eye is very bad sense. It's very much required. It's essential. But unless it is controlled, uncontrolled eyes will throw in the terrible mess. Please remember this. You are very young to understand these things, but eyes must be controlled. Must be controlled. By hook or crook. You know, what is the meaning of hook or crook, you know? What are you learning in English? With that. You know, hook or crook? Yeah, what is it? What is a hook or crook? Krishna, no, our brain doesn't work. It will work in Auckland. Man, hook or crook, you know. They fish. They go for fishing. So they hook. They have a hook, you know. And something is there. So fish comes to eat and it is caught. There is hook. It's a straight way to catch the fish. But if the fish is not here and far away, then they use a crook. There is a hook, but there is a rod behind it. Long rod. And that is known as crook. So either they catch the fish by hook or by crook. And we take the meaning completely opposite. Then you become crooked. It is not crooked, you know. By hook or crook means by any means. That's the correct thing. By any means, it means this. You have to catch the fish. So use the hook. And if you can't catch by hook, then use the long stick. And at the end of the long stick, there is a hook. But somehow or the other, you have to do it. This is by hook or crook. We have to come to this point. And as soon as you try to control your eyes, you will be worshipped. Otherwise, you will be thrown out from the society. And you will have no value at all. Once you are thrown, rejected from the society, you don't have any value anywhere. And you think that your eyes, nobody watches. Everybody watches your eyes. Hamare ka chala hai, mere kaun dekhta? Everybody. And Krishna is the supreme watching agent. Wo to immediate, he just punishes us. As soon as the eyes go out of control, he just punishes us. And we lose everything. And you think that I'm chanting so much, and even then I'm losing. It's nothing to do with Krishna, but you are to be blamed for that. Please, this sense, somewhere by hearing or worshipping, if you want to see, we only see Krishna. We don't see anywhere else. Just concentrate on him. There is the best use of eyes. Akshanahi phalam tvadrsha darshanam hi. Iska aankho ka phal tvadrsha darshanam hi. Best way to concentrate. Till we can control our eyes, best we have to darshan. This darshan has so many auspicious effects. But this is the best effect. Otherwise, see, everybody goes to the temple. Their attention is somehow or the other to the deities. And that's why Prabhupada has given very intelligently, completely clean altar. Very nice to see at them. So we don't see other dirty things, and we only concentrate there. This is the easiest way to control the eyes. If you are not in the temple, then open the book, and very nice best use of and controlling the eyes. We don't see this or that, we are there. Please, if you don't have to do anything, there are no deities, there is no puja, then you open the scripture. There is Shastra deity. It's known as Shastra Devata. Just look to Shastra Devata. And you will be benefited to a large extent. If you cultivate this control. And for that the worship is needed. Hands are to be controlled. Legs are to be controlled. Our mind is to be controlled. So then we take out the deities. Then we have to have the abhishek for them. So you have to bring water. So you are busy. Then again you have to dry them up. Then again you have to put the vastras. Then you see how they are looking, how nice they are. It's all controlling our senses. It's the easiest way to follow. And the gain is so much. It looks easy, but gain is so much. Unflinching faith we must have in worship of Krishna. And that's why you come in the morning, you wake them up. Your whole senses are there. Even if somebody is after your senses, you will not look at them. Why? Because you are busy. You have to wake up the deities. Unless they wake up, we can perform mangalarti. So this is our son. This worship is very important. And Prabhupada said always that out of these six things, you please take one. And they include the six ones. This is how we should improve our quality of our existence. At the moment you are very young, and that's why these things have got to be hammered. I don't know what to what extent you can do, but you should try by reading and hearing and by worshipping, by audience, all these combined together. And not only that you should do, but you should cultivate this Krishna consciousness and propagate to the other boys if they are ready to hear. Otherwise, at least they will see your figure and they will see that Balaram is completely transformed, you know. what is Purna Pragya in our Abu Dhabi? He is nearly 56 years old. He is now nearing the verge of retirement, you know. So he was initiated. And he started chanting and cleaning his house, and nice altar was fixed, and I stayed in his house, and so many things were together. So we had daily kirtan, daily mangalartis, and that crowd is very seriously. He called Chakra cultivate kiya, who South India says so. So they really like him. Oh, Granthaj mein his sister do hai. So the people were telling him that since last week there is so much transformation in you. Are you going to some meditation classes? this is the effect. Please do it very sincerely. Your figure will completely change. This is the easiest way to understand. And then moreover, when now we control over these things, then to increase the faith in all these things, we have then again 5 verses, you know. We'll take out from the second chapter. Second chapter nikali. First canto, second chapter. Verse number 17 to 21. The process of going to Krishna is here. Second chapter, verse number 17. Bolo.
Hrudiyantastho hiya badrani vidunoti sarasvatam nashtraprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki tadarajastamo bhava kama lobhadayase chet itena anaviddham sthitam satve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hriday granthesh chidyante sarva samshayaha kriyante jasya karmani drishya eva atmanishvare. Balam, bring Bhagavad Gita. Are you somewhere? Please. In Bhagavad Gita, in 7th chapter, 1st sloka, in the purport, these 5 slokas are quoted by Prabhupada. And he is giving all the translations together. So please repeat. Open 7th chapter. you know by heart? You know by heart. Come on, lead. Shrunatam Svakatha Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Rudyantastoya Bhadrani. Vidunoti Surasatam. Very good. Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Very good. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Tada Rajastamo Bhava. Kamal Bhada Yashe. Chita Itarna Vidham. Sitam Satve Prasidati.
evam prasanna manaso bhagavat tattva, what is it, bhakta bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hridaye granthesh siddhyante sarva samshayah kshiyante sasatkarmani drishtayevatmanishvare. Have you taken out 7th chapter? Number 1, verse number 1. And in purport. Lead, come on, read the verse. Lead them. What? Sri Bhagavan Vacha. No, no, no. In the purport. 5 shlokas are there. Are there? Srinvatam Sakatha Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Hridayantasya Bhadrani. Vidunoti Surisatam. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Tadarajastamo Bhava. Kama Lobhadayashe. Chetaitan Anavidam. Siddham Satve Parasidati. Evam Prasanna Manaso. Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Vidayate Granthesh. Chidyante Sarva Samshayah. Vichasya Karmani. Drishtaiva Atmanishvare. These five shlokas fix us up. Dusre kuch karo ya na karo, magar these five shlokas should be on the tip of our tongue. Dekhiye, shrunatah se shuru hota hai, hearing. Swakatha. What is the fact? That Krishna is situated in our hearts also. So when we hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or some discourses, he hears his glories. So now somebody praises us and we are very happy. The same way, he becomes very happy inside. And happy means he bestows on you prafulla. It knows that prafulla, you know, is something more than sukh or something. It's prafulla. He blooms inside. And as soon as he blooms inside, you don't have any trouble at all. In the troubles of your love. This is a very nice example, the three saints in India. One is Tukaram. His wife was very karkasha and always fighting. So he went to Krishna. He said, thank you, Lord. You have given such a wife. Otherwise, I would have just ran after her and I wouldn't come to you. That's why I'm coming. Thank you very much. Phir wo iknaat karke tha Maharashtra mein. To usi wife badi achhi thi. Thank you, Lord. You are such a nice wife. That's why I'm coming. Aur Narsi mein tha, tha Gujarat mein. Uski wife khatam ho gayi. Balu thai bhangi hai janja. Sukhe bhaji Sri Gopal. Oh, we got, thank you very much. Tune Leli will have my chuta. Our person ne Maharaj bahut baar sachi hua baat bolte the. Meri my wife mar gayi bole. Pehla mere muh se vakya nahi chuta. Usko puchiya. Mujhe pehla. Mere pehla vakya nahi aaya. Wo mar gayi chuta. वो कितना तंग आ गया भगवान. ये दशा से बचने के लिए हमारा ध्यान इसमें चाहिए नहीं तो चूटा चूटी बस ही हम मर जाए तो वो बोले चूटी वो मर गए हम बोले चूटा ये चूटा चूटी न करे उसे क्या होता है कि कुछ तंगी होगी जब ही वो मुझे बोलता है नहीं तो रोता है नहीं तो जोर से मगर मैं बोल चूटा ऐसी बात है देखिए बिकॉज ये सुनता स्व कथा तो हम जानते ही नहीं हमें ऐसा कहते मैं सुनता हूं तो मेरे लिए सुनता हूं तो फिर हम क्या कहते कि कोई इंटरेस्टिंग कैसी कथा कहता है वो देखे तो फिर हम सिलेक्ट करते ये अच्छा हंसा था ये अच्छा वो डल है बोले अरे भाई कृष्ण का तो कुछ भी है डल है अच्छी है जो है सभी एक सा है स्व कथा कृष्ण और ये पुण्य श्रवण है ये पायस यही है यदि आप ये न करो इफ यू डोंट डू दिस देन यू विल हैव इम्पायस हियरिंग दिस इज द मेन थिंग टू बी अंडरस्टूड इधर यू डू थ्रू दिस और यू विल बी अपोजिट डूइंग दैट उसमें देर इज नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज ये बिल्कुल 180 डिग्रीज के इधर यू हैव हियर कृष्ण कथा और यू हियर रबिश वही पिलग्रिम व्हाट इज इट टू बी लाइक टू क्रोस एक तो हंस हो जाओ नहीं तो क्रो हो जाओ चॉइस इज योर्स उसका नाम क्रूज ही उसका कपड़े सब मेडिटेरेनियन में उनको कोई देखा नहीं घर में गंगा पड़िए क्या करे हरिद्वार चले जाए तो फसल बहता पानी वो डर रही मेडिटेरेनियन में है क्या मगर जस देखा देखी कब ऐसे करते देखा देखी उसने रविश उठाया ये भी रविश उठाया ये भी रविश वैसे खाते हो बीच में एक नहीं खाया दूसरे आप देखिए टर्न बाय टर्न खाते हो एक नहीं खाया दूसरे आप देखिए उसको बोले ये रविश खा रहा है मैं भी रविश खा वो रविश वो मैं भी तू क्या कर रहा है सोच तो सही फिर हमारे को सोचने को है नहीं और फिर आगे फिर जब हो जाए तो भाई के जैसा हो जाए अरे तो गारंटी क्या है कि हम रहेंगे ये सिंफुल लाइफ से एज इट इज वी आर डाइंग भगवत में कहा है कि जो सिंफुल आदमी होते हैं उनको मारने की आवश्यकता नहीं होती वो तो उनके सीन से ही मर जाते देर इज नो नीड ऑफ टेलिंग देम नथिंग दे आर बींग किल्ड बाय देयर ओन एंटी कृष्ण कॉन्शियस activities and once we come to this level so then nothing touches us ye beauty hai iski sundam swagat hai krishna punya shravan kirtan phir kya hai dusri line bharat no you are not hearing are you tired go and take rest second line of this verse first verse no I haven't completed first verse फर्स्ट वन श्रृणुताम दैट फर्स्ट लाइन आई डिड अप टू पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन देन सेकंड लाइन रेडी व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ रेडी हृदय हृदय वेरी गुड देट इज रेडी यू नो हार्ट अंतस्थ ही हृदय के अंदर देखिए हमारे हिंदी में बहुत नजदीक हृदय अंतस्थ हुई हृदय के अंदर विदुनोती सूरज सुताम वो क्लींस कर देता है हृदय अंदर जो गंदगी पड़ी है ना वो क्लीन करता है क्योंकि वो सूरत वो हमारा फ्रेंड है और फ्रेंड इज नॉट द करेक्ट ट्रांसलेशन रियली वेल विशर वो सूरत होता है फ्रेंड ऑलवेज नॉट वेल विशर बिकॉज फ्रेंडशिप में है ना जरा सेल्फिश इंटरेस्ट होता है और वो सेल्फिश इंटरेस्ट पूरा हो जाए तो फ्रेंडशिप भी पूरी हो जाती है ये सूरत हमेशा साथ रहता है क्योंकि ही इज ऑलवेज वेल विशर विदाउट एनी सेल्फिश इंटरेस्ट ये देर इज डिफरेंस बिटवीन फ्रेंड एंड सूरत सो देन विदुन होती इज एंड इट ही क्लींसिस द डर्ट ऑफ योर हार्ट ये विदुनति शब्द है ना ये प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड you may not understand unless you hear. Cleanses also is not the correct meaning of it, but thoroughly cleanse or something like that. What happened that in olden days, there were no ginning factories to clean the cotton. And plenty of cotton was growing, you know. In our village, tons of cotton was coming. And now not a single bud is coming. I don't know where it vanished, how it vanished. So, what happened that when they bring from the field, the dry leaves and the seeds and everything is inside. And hardly we see this white cotton, you know. So, what they do, there were no machinery. So, every house has a cleaning apparatus. Aur kya tha? They will just, by string, the bow will be hanging. At the end of the, lower end of the string, there will be a bow. Or a bow string was there, this horse hair string. Bahut pakki aati hai. And it vibrates very nicely. And they had a wood piece. So they will put the all cotton under the bow, and with that string they vibrate. Ting, ting. It was a very nice voice during the early in the morning they used to. So wherever you go, ting, ting, ting. And there was no factories. Every house has this simple thing. And they will, as soon as they vibrate the string, by the vibration of the string, the clean cotton will be falling on the one hand, and all the seeds and leaves and everything will go away there. That is our position of the heart. As soon as we hear Krishna Katha, it is a banging of that horse string. And because of the vibration of Krishna Katha, whatever dirt we have in our heart completely vanishes. And never to come again. Otherwise, we may clean, but again it will be dirty. Here it cleans thoroughly well. And that's why there is no dirt again in the cotton. And that cotton, they will pack and send it to the factory or whatever. This is known as Vidunati. So there is no possibility of any dirt if we are sincere to hear. If we are not sincere to hear, then all the dirt is there. Because we don't hear really. We are inattentive. And because we are inattentive, nothing goes in here. There is Vidunati Sarasa. And as soon as your heart is clean, Nashtra Parayasya Vadrish, then all the inabilities are nearly almost, they are wiped out. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Again, on top of cleaning, we again hear Bhagavatam daily. And then Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. Bhakti Uttama Shloke. Krishna ki bhakti jo hoti hai, wo pakki ho jati hai. See, the skyscraper buildings are standing. Why? Because the foundation is very strong. So as soon as the foundation is strong, then bhakti becomes very strong. Or foundation ko kaise humne strong ki hai? We may use cement, we may use stones, or we may do this or do that. Here is foundation strong because we are hearing sincerely. This is the thing. And as soon as it is gone and bhakti establishes in our heart, tada, then because of effect of bhakti, rajastamo bhava, kamra vadashe, lower modes of material nature. Raj means passion, mode of passion. Tama means mode of ignorance. They are completely vanished. And the concomitant effect of raja and tama, lobh and kam, they vanish. Hum dekhiye, hamesha kehte hain, kya kar rahe hai tu? Bahut kaam mein ho rahe, mere se bolo mat. Ye kaam shabd par rakha. Kaam hai na wo, main sense gratification ke liye try kar raha hu. Usko aisa kaho ki main vyast hoon bhai, dil chhodo mujhe. Kaam mein ho aisa na kaho. Aur hum kaam hi kehte. And that is the correct word for materialist people. Kaam hai, wo to kaam hai, tu disturb na kar. Kaam shabd bada kara. Prabhupada, tum dusre koi bhi shabd use karo, kaam na karo. Main kaam kar raha hu, mere ko kya wohi kaam 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 16 baar roz 1000 baar kaam kaam rehti bhi kaam kuch karta nahi hai mere kaam mein hu. Kya rehti tera bhi kaam hai. Please kaam to mujhe kuch bhi kaho aap, mere kaam na kaho. ये लोभ और काम निकालने का रास्ता है। और फिर एक बार ये रज और तम निकल गए तो चेत एतेर ना विद्यम स्थितम सत्वे प्रतिनिधि, ये चेत में से डर्टी मोड्स निकल गए तो मोड ऑफ गुडनेस रह जाता है, और मोड ऑफ गुडनेस हो तो दूसरा सब काम हो जाता है। प्लीज दीज फाइव वर्सेस रीड द ट्रांसलेशन, लेट देम रिपीट, इट्स ब्यूटिफुल ट्रांसलेशन भगवद गीता। टू हियर अबाउट कृष्णा फ्रॉम वैदिक लिटरेचर, or average. When these impurities are wiped away,
the candidate remains steady
in the position of your goodness. Affection
enables one
to the stage of samagram. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, ये translation learn कर लें हम, और ये पांच ही verses करें, दूसरा सब भूल जाए। हरे कृष्ण, जय श्री प्रभुपाद की। रेवती